Here we are starting the podcast of the year. I'd like to thank everyone for the wonderful reviews on Apple Podcasts and other fun areas to listen to this beautiful podcast. Now, if you want to, there's actually links in the Apple Podcast area that you can send me a voice message. I'd love to hear from you guys. I'd love to play it on the podcast and be able to share some of your questions that you may have for me, as well as, you know, an audience question that I could ask again. It could be a question on a question. I don't know. We'll look into it. We'll see what happens. I'm back with another week of reporting for you guys. So after the unsuccessful, well, it was a successful hunt, as in my abs hurt from all the laughter I had during the first hunt, of course, with my good buddies Mason and Dallin. But I was not successful in the hunting aspect. Here's the thing. I'm super stoked to learn about this stuff, and I'm not in any way bummed out that I did not fully get an elk this year. The exciting thing is that I've planted seeds to create this atmosphere for me to continue to try to hunt and succeed. During the hunt, for the first hunt I went out, I just recently, I got back this weekend from a second try out in the woods, and I just like to report that I didn't get one, but I'll update you guys that in just a second. But the first hunt, I was out with two buddies and their dads, and it was so fun. We were laughing so hysterically the whole time. And that was the super fun part. It was freezing at night, but we had so much fun. And that's what I want to have with my brothers or siblings or my kids in the future, my wife when she's ready to come out. That's my point, is it's not about the actual getting an animal. Obviously, that's a wonderful bonus. But it truly is about growing closer together as people. And I enjoy other people's company, and we uplift each other. I get happier, they get happier, we all get happier as we enjoy each other's company. Going on to this last weekend, I went out with my brother-in-law who lives in Monroe, Utah. Shout out Monroe, Utah. All the people that are from Monroe, to go ahead and like the podcast. Then I'll know for sure if we have a couple of likes that it's from Monroe area. Anyways, continuing on that path. My brother-in-law has hunted there for many years, and not till we were deep into the hunt, he told me, you know, I've been hunting for 7 years. I haven't got a single thing. So that's when I knew I might be with the wrong guy. So anyways, shout out to Dirk. He's an amazing brother-in-law. Hunter, I don't know yet. He's still got stuff to work on. I got stuff to work on, okay? But he had tried a different mountain the weekend before when I was out with my buddies. He was unsuccessful as well. And so we tried the Monroe Mountain, and there's plenty of buck up there and stuff, and they are elk up there. And they've seen a lot, and he's seen a lot as he's gone up there throughout his childhood and everything camping up there. So he felt pretty confident that we'd be able to see some elk up there. We did not see a single elk, and we did see a lot of deer, which was very fun, and that was exciting. We scouted or glassed a bunch. Emily was with us. That's my wife. She had a lot of fun as well, learning about hunting a little bit more. We were just talking back and forth most of the morning, and we didn't hunt that evening, but we thought we were going down there to get some beautiful elk and get some meat for this winter. Not until after we hunted that morning, we came back, and my sister, Maria, she was juicing apples and doing things with apples. So we started helping out. Next thing you knew, we started harvesting apples from my sister, and that's why we were down there. We weren't down there to get elk. We came back with two, maybe four quarts of juiced apples. My sister told us about a gallbladder cleanse that, who knows, maybe we'll dive into it. She told us some things that kind of threw me off. She told me things that might be a turn on for me. I don't know yet. I'm still talking about it in my head with my wife. And then we were able to cut up a bunch of apples in the form of apple crisp. I don't know if you guys have had apple crisp, but it's my mother's specialty, I'd like to say. One of her specialties. Meatloaf is probably the specialist of the specialties. But we were able to cut up a bunch of that, prepare four different packets for quick apple crisp on a Sunday evening, probably. So we came back with all that apple stuff, and we were very grateful for that. Had a lot of fun down there, able to see the parents, made some jokes back and forth. We laughed hard, and it was a really good time. My wife loves visiting my parents. She likes to enjoy company. And me too. We watched The Saint, which is a freaking TV show from the 60s. And the acting was absolutely hilarious. It was the oldest acting that you can think of people actually trying to act. Nowadays, I think it's funnier, and people know how to act a little better. Back then, it was like, oh, hello, I didn't see you there. And that's what was busting me up a lot. And we enjoyed each other's company there. And I think that's about it. I had some few little things we did that reminded me of childhood. Like we ate a bunch of cheese dip. My mom always made a cheese dip back in the day. Anyways, guys, thanks again. Let's send me some information on what you guys think I should dive into next. Let me know if you guys have any weird questions or anything. Next week, I'm going to get somebody on the podcast to talk to us a little bit more about how to find our own hunting spot for next year. Because I think that's the biggest thing I came upon was I went out with these friends and everything. Now, can I go to that spot? Am I okay to go to that spot? But I don't want to put myself upon that spot without getting permission. But also, there's so many people that are starting to go into these areas. I'm trying to look into a spot that nobody really goes to, maybe off the beaten path, a few miles. So we need to find something like that. That way you're not crowded by people. And that you can be relaxed and know if there's any elk around, you'll be able to get them instead of worrying about other people seeing those elk as well. Or animals, deer, it could be anything, I don't know. Anyways, please tune back in next week. Please leave some voice messages. You can just go down underneath the Apple listening area. There's a little link that you can click on that'll take you to the Anchor website. You'll be able to leave a voice message right in there and I can listen to it in my ears like you are right now. You're listening to me in your ears. Can you hear me? All right, thanks.